מצוין, אתה כבר יום טוב. הלכות יום טוב, not everything is permitted on יום טוב. Actually, everything is not permitted on יום טוב. The only thing which is permitted on יום טוב, there's mukta on יום טוב, there's a lot of things that, like Shabbos. And even the Gemara says that Yom Tov is more strict than Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos, if I make it a little bit lenient, people are gonna, they're afraid to go beyond over. Why? Because it's the Oraita, it's Tekila, it's very chamur. But Yom Tov, if I make it lenient, I'm afraid people are gonna go even more lenient because it's just Yom Tov. Therefore, the Torah is more strict a lot of times about Yom Tov. But what is permitted on Yom Tov? Anything that has to do with cooking. Yeah, food for the person. Not everything, but a lot of things. We said certain things we're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. You can't harvest, you cannot pick anything from the trees. You want to eat an apple from a tree, you cannot do that. You can't harvest. We don't sift on Yom Tov. We don't knead on Yom Tov. Dough. We can't squeeze on Yom Tov. Okay? Okay. What about?
You know, Yom Tov only appears in the Torah.
Yeah, of course.
No, I don't know, because Eretz Yisrael has other holidays.
Which
are? That they, you know, they gather for the country.
Ah, no. Talk about the Chagim. The Chagim that we just read. All the Chagim that we just read.
Yeah, no, but I'm just all saying. Yom HaTzmuz.
Nah, I'm not picked up.
Well, no, I'm saying.
Even Chol HaMoed, you do all the Malachas like that. Talking about the Chagim that were mentioned this past Parsha. I hope everyone was listening carefully. It's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shabbat. There's seven. One second. What did I say? Shmini Atzeret. Sixteen days. And Yom Kippur, 17. Top. It says in Shulchan Aruch
17 is a
Tov. It says in Shulchan Aruch Dagim v'chaya v'opot she'en mukce en mashkim otam yom tov v'en otim v'nim azanot. It's halacha also on Shabbos. If you have animals which are mukce for you, yeah, which means animals which don't belong to you, they're mukce. Animal which belongs to you is not mukce. Animal which does not belong to you is mukce. For example, I have a story for you. The neighbors, the kids, I don't know where they got it from, but they got three little kittens from somewhere.
Oh, wonderful.
And my wife, the whole night, Friday night, wah, was screaming because the mother didn't come back to them, of course. They touched them, the mother doesn't come. So my wife, in the morning, she went down and she gave them water, whatever. So you can't, you have to feed them with the tippets. You know, those little things?
Yeah.
Like the medicine things?
Right. Eye dropper.
Yeah, like eye dropper, I think. So, I told my wife afterwards, Asu, it's not your cats, it's mukze. You can't touch them on Shabbos. But they're going to die.
You did on Shabbos?
Yeah. I told her afterwards, Asu. But she told me, but they're going to die. I said, there's no pikoch nefesh in cats. It's all nefesh by humans.
One day, nothing bad.
Actually.
A newborn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But, yeah, newborn. Only water, no mother milk, nothing. Once we had a cat, we found a cat. My wife brought it home. My wife expressed milk and gave her own milk. And until it grew, until he was able to eat tuna and stuff, we gave it. And then we gave it to my sister because they wanted cats in the house. And her husband was aggressive to the cat. The cat became aggressive also, because that's what he learned how to be. And then they became calmer, the cat became calmer. And then they gave it on to someone else. But it grew. It grew.
That sounds like negative.
You have to be calm with cats also, with animals also. Yeah. Yeah, so to touch them and move them, you can't give food. But you could put food in front of them without touching the cats. They're not yours. Right? A hungry dog walks into your yard. You can throw the bones to him and he'll eat. But you can't touch him, your little thing, to pick him up and pet him. Asur on Shabbos. The mukze. Well, also on Yom Tov, yes.
Right, but if we're their pet, if They live with us.
Okay, so you can give it food.
Right, which we do. They jump on our bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, we give them food.
No, you can't give them the bones on Yom Tov. You're eating the chicken and there's bones left over, you can't give it to them. Why? They're mukze. They're mukze, the bones. Of the bones are mukze. Okay? Katukha.
Bones are on your plate.
Yeah, you throw them on the side and it eats fine.
You give a plate to them with the bones on it?
You don't give it. You put a kilo to throw it away and then they'll eat it. You can't pick them up by your hands. That's the point.
Yeah.
You go with the plate because you want to move the plate away. You're allowed to.
No, the wrong we have is that I'm sitting here with my plate of chicken. Kichi's on my side.
Kichi.
Okay.
Sharing the plate.
Okay, no, talking about the animals which are not yours.
Oh, shaloshacha.
Yeah, not yours.
גם אם לא חושב להביא אליו, זה לא מוקצים, יש סיכוי שיש חי אחר בשכונה או אפילו בעיר שיכול לאכול את זה, זה לא מוקצים, זה בילקוט יוסף.
On Shabbat?
What? On Shabbat?
Yeah.
If he doesn't, Pat will bite
him. Said that's his.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with that.
It's his. Yeah.
Question was if it's not your...
But he's touching it, right? Because he's taking it out of the cage, putting it in the
Shabbat. You can't put it back in the cage on Shabbos.
Oh, really?
Of course. It's trapping it.
Oh, right.
Right, but if the bird goes in the cage by himself...
You can't close it.
Yes.
You can put him in. You can put him in the cage. Just don't close the door.
Yes, two cats. They would eat that. They would eat that parrot.
That's a parrot.
He's a parachute.
A parrot. That's a real
one cat case.
That's the gate. Hey,
can we tell the cat to go to his room? Can we tell the cat to go to his room?
You can tell him what to go to his room.
Well, that's the time Kichi actually does.
Now, all of these laws are extrapolated, right?
The what?
They're extrapolated. They're taken out of the Torah, right?
Nice. Yeah, but no, the mukhtse, it's the rabbana. The only here he says that all the flipo, all those things, all the peels of shells of a garinim or bones, the mukze on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, even more than Shabbos, more chamur. But how are you allowed to clean it away? Because first of all, it's disgusting. You want to clean up the table, so then you're allowed to move it. Even though it's mukze, you're allowed to move it. Because why? Because it's disgusting. But let's say, and even if you're going away now, it's ichsa. You're not going to leave it there. Can't we learned this already? It's better not to shecht in our days on Yom Tov. Why? Even though you're allowed to. Why? Does he have a good fridge? Fridge, you could check the nail of Yom Tov. Put it in the fridge until the morning, until you make the arayesh. So, the big difference. It will taste the difference or anything. And therefore, the Maya said, you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Better not to, because today you have fridges, you have freezers, everything is, anyways, you work like that. Who buys fresh chicken today? Sometimes. I have in the freezer from the yeshiva. You don't have any fresh chicken?
Yes. Sandwich with live chicken.
He has the fresh cats.
Our cats would love to have fresh chicken.
Yeah, so that's the stuff.
That's the chicken, but you must be talking to such a celebrated brother now. Live fresh chickens.
What?
Live fresh chickens.
No, they're dead fresh chickens.
Like you said, a cat got up to a longhorn. Cat will go the other direction. Chicken is big.
On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't need on Yom Tov. Where does it come into hand? Where does it come into handy? For example, your wife made challahs and then she's in the middle and there's still stuff in the oven and so Yom Tov is coming in. Put the thing on a Shon Shabbat for another hour and then it goes off, the challahs are ready, so they bake on the Yom Tov, so what? So they got more.
Well, you have a solar oven and you have the dough in the freezer, take it out and put it in the
solar. Yom Tov. You're allowed to make shapes on Yom Tov for food. For example, not the right. You can't write, for example, to make a cake. And then you put the candies on in the shape of shapes or in writing, a house, a flower, or letters, a soup. But to make a form, for example, a round, like for the Knedalach, you make Knedalach, let's say, yeah? I remember, I'll tell you what happened. One place that we were in Chile a few years ago, and it was Motzei Shabbat with Leila Seder. Motzei Shabbat was Leila Seder. Er Pesach was Shabbos. Balagan. Yeah, it's a balagan. Especially when you're making for 40, 50 people, also Shabbos and also the Seder, it's a big balagan. So I remember, and we had a little fridge. Not like that, but maybe this high and not so big. You're not like in my house, I have a much bigger fridge. Anyways, we put all the stuff somehow in the fridge and everything. And we made the chicken soup. Motzei Shabbat, we put it up. Was it Shabbat? No, on Erev Shabbat we put. And it went bad. How come it went bad? The chicken defrosted, I guess, on the way. They came to us on the bus 8 hours. Under the thing. And I guess they were bad and we didn't realize it. So the whole soup went bad. Couldn't eat it. So we threw it out, we made a vegetable soup immediately. So how do you make vegetable soup fast without using powders? You grate the vegetables, that's the secret. Grate the vegetables, they become very fast, they become a vegetable soup. So Motzei Shabbat, Motzei Achad, so also Kneta Lach, everything you can make Motzei Achad. You let him make Motzei Shabbat, which was Chag. So you could let him make form, like a round form, you let him make on
the side. Vegetables?
No, achad. They cut it small.
Not on the grater.
No, up until. The bayad on the grater. Grater is a bayad.
It's a great bayad. Yeah. Can't do that.
This was all done once in Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
You made a bat soup, threw it out, and went to a vegetable soup.
No, you made a bat soup before Shabbos.
Yeah.
And in Pesach Kelim, I remember we wrapped it really well because we had to put it in the Goy's fridge, in our neighbor's fridge. We wrapped it in a way that they will see that if they open it. And then we heated it up, but we opened it up and it didn't smell good. So we threw everything out and we made a vegetable soup.
In Pesach,
you
make a vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
before Pesach.
Hmm?
I mean,
that's basically what we ate over there.
What?
In Chile, vegetables. That's basically what I eat here also. I eat vegetables. Oh.
Vegetables you do?
Yeah, definitely.
So what vegetables would you use?
What does it make a difference? Vegetables.
I mean, like carrots, potatoes.
Whatever there was. Not cutting.
Potatoes are natives of that area.
I'm sorry?
Carrots and potatoes are natives to that area.
Okay, we know that on Yom Tov, look what it says here. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that things that you're able to do from Erev Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. For example, fire. You could put a light of a candle from Erev Yom Tov. Right? And therefore, you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. The question is, what happens if I put a candle on Erev Yom Tov, but it went out? There was a wind, something happened, it went out. Now, what can I do? Can I light it? Now, can I make a new fire? So that's what it says here. ויש לי ליקוש לפי זה, אם לא היה יכול להמציא אש בערב יום טוב, כמו שהיה אנוס, לא נזדמן לו להכין אש בערב יום טוב, ושכין אש בערב יום טוב. כן? Some say that, it's not what we pass him, but okay, if you lit and it went out, or you weren't able to light because you were somewhere else, so now you're allowed to light. But, what's him saying? No, since something that you could do from Yom Tov, and everyone does from Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Okay. There's a situation that it's Shabbat Chag, so you could be lenient. But don't say, ah, oh, fine, I forgot, so I'll do it on Yom Tov. You could be lenient in a place, in a certain situation. And it's part of your Simchat Yom Tov, now you're going to have cold food, everyone's going to be upset, and da 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 da. So then you'll be able to, or but not that you would light it, of course, yeah?
If you could get a light from a neighbor.
If you, let's say you're in Chile, there's no neighbor, you get a goy. Tell the goy to light. Get your kid to light. A little boy.
You couldn't have a goy like that on the boy.
Okay. We don't even light electricity on Yom Tov, okay?
What?
Electricity. We don't touch electricity on Yom Tov. Okay.
We have one non-Jew living on our street. There were 10 front families, one non-Jew. So we told them all it was. Everybody had to use it. At one time, right?
Shabbos goy.
Yeah. So we understood. They didn't think we were crazy. They wanted to expand it. You know, away from crisis, he did that. And he was very happy to.
He gave him something.
Yeah.
The third thing to them.
But you know, if you don't have any non Jewish neighbors, you're going to have some more problems. You know, something.
Yeah, I know. We have my father in Petah Tikva. There's not many goyim over there. They are many, but the goyim there, first of all, you don't know if they're goyim or not. A lot of Russians live there. There's many goyim, but you don't know who's there. He will do it if you give him 100 shekels. Now, I can't take him. Maybe he's Jewish. With 100 shekels, he becomes a goy. Understand? So I can't do it. He doesn't care. So I remember I went for 2 hours in the middle of the night. I was looking for, then I found a Filipino, some guy in the street. Told me, what are you looking for? I see you walking around here. I'm looking for a goy. A goy? My grandmother lives with a goy. Come. Because the goya, she takes care of her, Filipino. And I took the goya. I woke her up at, I think, 1 a.m. And she came. She knew what to do exactly. I guess other people use her. And she helped us. For the same reason, you can't להגביה את החום, to upgrade the heat.
Increase
the level of heat for anything. Not the gas. The gas we'll see in a second. I'm talking about electricity. Electricity, right? You have 1, 2, 3, then you get 1, because the other lead, the other heat, thing is a new thing right now. That has nothing to do with the one beforehand. Like, fire is different. Okay. If you have a light, a dimmer, with a dimmer, yeah? So you could also be lenient to turn it on higher. Why? Because it's the same light, just going stronger. You're just opening more electricity to move in. Yeah? Some poison say to be machmir on this, but you could also be lenient if you want.
Same with air conditioner setups, right?
Air conditioner, why the same?
Well, it's already on, and when it's colder, you can move it colder.
On Yom Tov?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Right there, maybe we'll talk about it soon.
Where is your electric bill?
Well, if it's digital, it certainly does that automatically. You can set it to 72, and if it doesn't, if it gets warmer, it'll just keep going back.
Yeah, but let's
see.
You
want to
change the
lamp,
the way that you change the number of it, so you don't have to problem. It's off, you can't then. So when it comes back on, when it's off, then you can change it, sit it down, so when it comes back on,
yeah, when it's off, not when it's on.
Right, it's off, you can't.
It also depends. If the digital, if it's digital, it's a problem.
No, no, no. It's just one of those.
One of those. It's different. Match. We're talking what you think. Take a match. You know, a match lights not only from if you put it in a fire, if you put it in heat. If there's a certain heat, it will spark and light.
Well, the phosphorus will ignite.
What?
The phosphorus on the match head will,
yeah, well,
will ignite.
Exactly. So is that considered making a new fire or not? For example, I put it near the bulb. I put it a few minutes near the bulb. It'll go on. A bulb, a fire bulb, a real bulb, like what's called the... with the line inside.
Incandescent.
What?
An incandescent bulb.
Incandescent bulb. The ones which don't really exist today. They do, but not a lot. Okay? The Meister, he could do it with the Evid if he doesn't have another way to light. He could. Regarding meat and chicken, someone asked me the other day, we said you can't grind. Not talking, it's not, he said it's not talking about grinding bread or meat or chicken. That you're allowed to grind on a hand grinder. Manual, not electric. Electric you can't. Why? Even though it's on a Shabbos clock. Let's say you sit on a Shabbos clock. Right, at 12 o'clock, the thing's going to go on and start moving. Why can't you do it? It's called Ziluta de Shabbata, Ziluta de Chaga. It's a disgrace for the Chag. There's a noise. Imagine you're turning on machines in the house and you're on the Chag. It's not covered. It's not covered. Therefore, it's asu. Okay. But you do it b'shinui. What's b'shinui? If you grind it, you do b'shinui. B'shinui means don't let the meat fall. Let the meat fall not into a bowl. Let it fall put a placemat down and let it fall on the placemat. It's a shinui. You make yourself a shinui, right? I'm doing now, it's Yom Tov today. Just remember.
Shinui in opposite hand, right?
No, not in the grinding. Not in the grinding. I don't know why. It's interesting, right? If a person didn't crush stuff before Yom Tov, for example, the pilpel, the black pepper, you didn't crush it before, you forgot. So then you could do it b'shinui on Yom Tov. You have to crush them on the spot, otherwise they'll lose their taste. Of course you'll have the onion though. For example, bananas, if you crush it the day before, it's not going to be so nice for the chag. Avocado will be black. And of course, apple also, they turn brown, the mitchamtzen. Therefore, those things you'll have to crush on Yom Tov. You're allowed to, because if you do it the day before, it will be ichsa. Yeah. Therefore, this is applicable to you with your mother-in-law. Yeah. She eats crushed things, so. Bishinui, yeah, like on Shabbos.
She usually grinds it before.
Yeah, but you could do it also on the Yom Tov.
Without a machine.
Huh?
Do it on Yom Tov without a machine.
Without a machine, with the back of a spoon. Not with a mazleg. Or with if she doesn't usually do it with a mazleg, she has a thing, but then do it with a mazleg. Yeah. You're allowed to make salad even very small on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you can't. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to make very small. But make it just what you need for that for Yom Tov. Don't make a lot. Make just for Yom Tov. Don't say, I'm making now right before the end of Yom Tov, or is it not so? For Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. So, Masha, we said that we learned some B'ti Shalom now. Bezat Hashem.